Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood, being up with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there, Put 'Em On Blast friends and family?
It's all good. It's all love. Tonight, the call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/put'em on blast radio. For all inquiries, hit us up at put'em on blast radio@gmail.com. That's P-U-T-E-M on blast radio at gmail.com. Send us 1 to 3 tracks, a photo, and a small bio, so we can add you to the flyer and add you to the calendar and hook you up with an interview. It's free promotion to you guys. We support everybody. It's all love from us to y'all all day, every day around all four corners. And we just want to give love to everybody out there, all the fans, all the supporters, all the sponsors, Risk Entertainment, Rivers Edge Bar and Grill, One Step Ahead Detective Agency, Dob C, Pushing Dope Productions, who is there? There's Two Squad, UNG Records. Oxford Street. Can't forget about Oxford Street. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good and it's all love. And for any other upcoming sponsors, just hit us up, put'em on blast radio@gmail.com, or hit us up on Put 'Em On Blast Radio on Facebook and hit the like button, or hit us up at Crazy Mo Blood Dino. Crazy with a K, Mo with no E, Blood Dino. That's BLOODBINO on Facebook, or hit up Miss Kimmy Simone on Facebook.com. That's Kimmy, K-I-M-M-Y, Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E. Hit her up on Facebook, and it's all good. Add us as a friend, and we'll add you as a friend, and it's all love. But tonight is Thursday, as everybody knows. It's the music industry discussion, and we're going to keep it moving. We have topics all about everything on the music industry, from the youngsters to the OGs, to the ins and outs, to the flaws, to everything. So everybody out there, you know, we thank you guys for tuning in once again. And I'm going to keep on saying that once again, we thank you guys for tuning in. And much love to everybody out there. And much love to our co-host, our special guest co-host, Man UNG Records. And we're going to introduce him in just a second and see what's going on. And right now, I want to bring Man to the show and say what's good to all of everybody and Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What up, everybody? What up, Put 'Em On Blast? It's the big homie, Madman, you know what I'm saying? What up, Crazy Mo? What up, Kimmy Simone, you know what I'm saying? Madman, Miss Very Sexy Lady in the building.
What's up with it? It's all good, man. You know how Kimmy Simone said, man.
Yeah,
she just in the other side of the thing right now, but it's all good. She'll be sliding back in here in just a second. But I just want to tell everybody, you know, you're Madman, you know, you're from Cali too. And I've been telling everybody, you know, we got the music industry discussion and we talk about the ins and outs and the ups and downs. Everything about music is what we do. And that's what we talk about and discuss. And I also want to give a shout out because I got a phone call earlier from this lady out of Chi-Town. So I want to give her much love to Miss Banger, I guess. I do believe that's her name. I don't want to get it wrong, but Miss Banger out of Chi-Town DJ, she's a female DJ, so much love to her. Hopefully we can get her on the show to do an interview real soon sometime, you know, so I'm going to keep everybody informed on that. But right now, as far as this music industry discussion, you know, I want to get into the differences. You know, I want to know, in your opinion, do you think, Man, do you think the younger generation is outdoing the older generation in this time of age in music?
As far as what category, like outselling them?
As far as hip-hop-wise, where since we talking about, it could be any category-wise, you know, but we mainly talking about hip-hop right now, so, you know, we're on that
overall,
category.
Overall, no. I say overall, no, but in some categories, yes. As far as, like, the new swag right about now, yeah. But as far as the originality and putting it down straight up in people's eyes, no. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the youngsters are kind of caught up with this new thing that's going on. And most of the new things are blinding our youth, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it goes both ways, but I'm overall, no, you know what I'm saying? The OGs, is still putting it down because once the youngsters slip up and fall, we there to come up. We pick them up and we got them in the right direction. They come with these hot songs and things, but then they need us to tell them certain things and guide them in the right direction. So the OGs is collaborating with the youngsters and doing songs, working it together. Then you got some OGs who kind of hot, but about to be a little bit out of the picture, and they'll jump on a song with a youngster that's hot. So, you know, it's good that we're working together, you know what I mean?
Well, do you feel like the youngsters is giving the OGs a good run for their money, a good competition in this industry? Or do you think it's no competition compared to the new people coming out compared to all the old people that's been putting it down for years?
The way the game is right now, it's so up. Back in the day, when you come out with a CD, most artists would be like, go platinum. That was the thing, to go platinum. That was our word. We going platinum, you know what I'm saying? If you went double platinum, you was the killer. So if you hit 5 or 10, you was the snitch. You know what I'm saying? So nowadays, by the iTunes platinum, CD Baby platinum, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or they selling these 10 million of records and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So, you know, with that being said like that, you know, the game is out whack, you know what I mean? These youngsters right now, they really hit this hard. No, it ain't too many OGs. You want to name a couple OGs out there that's hitting them hard right now. It really, you know, we got Snoop, we got Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? We got T.I., we naming these, you know, East Coast. I'm just naming a couple of folks from East Coast, right? All right. Snoop Dogg, his new record coming out. Phoenix Eagle. If Snoop come out right now, I don't know if he's going to outsell Future. I'm not knocking Snoop or Future, but I'm just saying Future young and the young crowd jumping on Future, you know what I'm saying? But Snoop is an OG, so, you know, but Snoop is an icon, you know. Snoop got commercials with Dogg, he was Hugh Hefner.
Well, okay, it depends. It depends on if Snoop really just sit back and study his craft and come up with some new stuff that's real hot and stay original at the same time and really just get the production that he really needs to get him over that edge. I think when Snoop drops something, I think Snoop will be really hot. I think he'll outdo Future and a lot of these other artists. You know, because Snoop is laid back. Snoop know everybody, just like Jay-Z. They know everybody. So I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I just think it just depends on that.
These youngsters paying attention to us, and they running. I'll give you that. They running, and they got way more opportunities than we did in our day. But the only thing the matter is right now is the youngsters don't respect just selling out the Trump game and how artists had to actually go to work at Wendy's or wherever you went. You worked and went to school and got your money and went to the studio and you booked buildings and you did shows to get your deal. You sold CDs to generate your money. Nowadays, after the last 20 years, it's been going on forever, but really strong now, artists just sit on their ass and let the companies do their thing and they get ripped and they be broke at the end, you know what I'm saying? So the youngsters falling on that part. The OGs winning on that part.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that. It's all good. And I want to also ask you about these youngsters. You know, I love youngsters coming up. And see, to me, there's different categories. There's a whole bunch of different categories. You got the baby kids rapping, and then you got the youngsters. You got the people that's here now, you know, that's good, and then you got the OG rappers that's been holding it down for the longest. But like, I came across this artist out of Compton, and some other kid rappers, you know, some other kid rappers and stuff is what I came across. And it was all good, like Marmar, you know, out of Compton. And I don't know if you heard of him. Have you ever heard of him, man?
Marmar? Only Marmar I know is something that's the Compton kid, but I don't know Marmar. He might go by another name. But I never heard of him, but shout out to Marmar Compton. Get that madman. You know, hit us up. Put him on blast or UNG Radio Face. Let's make it happen. Let me know who this man is. He's from my city, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what's going on with him.
He's a hot little youngster, you know. To me, I seen his video, but he looked like he, I don't know, I think he's older than what he looks. See what I'm saying? He's short. He's real, real little. And when you see him, you might think he's a bad little kid, but he dressed real nice. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
He dressed real nice, but I think he's older than what he looks, because he really looks like he's about maybe 7, 8 years old. See what I'm saying? But I think he's older than that. But it's all mm-hmm. good, though, you know, and he be putting it down. You know, he be putting it down. He got a lot of videos out there. He's been blowing up on the YouTube, you know,
what's
and like I said, I stumbled across of him, Marmar, M-A-R-M-A-R. And matter of fact, right now we're going to get into a little break. We're going to get into Marmar, his track right here. So we're going to introduce him right here. And his track is called Tired of Losing. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Support all your little young artists and your OG artists and everybody. But support your local artists. And this is one from California, from Compton, Marmar, Tired of Losing. And we be right back right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Support that little man right there, and that's Marmar. You know, you guys heard him first right here. Put him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station. And, man, you still there with us?
All day.
Yeah, that's what's up. But, yeah, that's more and more, you know, neck of the woods down there. You know, we represent for the kids and things. See what I'm saying? Because, to me, like I said, I've been stumbling across a lot of kid rappers from females to boys, and it's crazy. And a lot of them, you know, when you see their videos, you'd be like, man, whoever their parents, they dressing them too grown, or whoever's writing their music, you might think their music might be too much for them right now. You know, it might be too big of a song for them to be singing because they're so young. But all these artists that we came across, you know, they got a lot of talent. They got a lot of talent. And I heard some that sound better than some of these people that's already out there. You know, and it's a shame how a kid sound better than an adult. You know,
he putting his heart and soul into it. He put his heart and soul into it.
Yeah, you know, you got it. You want people to feel it. You want people to believe it. You know, your deliverance. It's a way you do your music. You know, so that's just what I got to say about that. Because I know when we get ready to drop this new music that we got coming from Raw Dog Music. It's gonna be something for the world to see. So I'm saying people might like Wow and some of the other ones, but Wow and them, they ain't got nothing compared to some of this new stuff. So I'm saying at all, and it's coming. We just want everybody to stay with us, stay supporting us, keep supporting the radio show. Sometimes we don't have the radio show because we be busy, we work. See what I'm saying? We do a lot of stuff. We design CD covers. We do beats. We try to throw shows around the town. We get involved with the kids. We try to just do the right thing. That's all we try to do. So that's why we don't be on the radio sometimes. But most of the time we are on the radio. And when we don't do interviews, we have live mixes. So we just want everybody to tune in and enjoy the live mixes. And that's every day, 9 p.m., PST, West Coast time. Call-in number every day is 347-633-9265, blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. We're here live, and we will be on the FM dial next month live for everybody. Tune in for that up north, Northern California. Please stand up. But as far as this music, I think all these older people that's OGs that's been out there, like Fody Wilder, Too Short, Jay-Z, Nas, all of them, see what I'm saying? All the ones that's growing gray in their hair and getting old and teeth falling out, I think all those artists need to step down. Don't stop doing music. Keep doing what they're doing because they live for music. But just take the time to step down and get on YouTube or somewhere and contact these youngsters. Start putting out more youngsters. Stop getting these teenagers that's close to 18 or just 18 years old and you just throw them out there and got them rapping about bling, bling. They watered down. That's popcorn music. Just watered down. Don't do that. See what I'm saying? Get these youngsters. See what I'm saying? Like YFK, Marmar, some of these other ones, the Lil Boozy's daughter. See what I'm saying? And all them. Go get them. See what I'm saying? They can rap. See what I'm saying? They sound good. See what I'm saying? Right now, they sound good now. Just imagine when they get older. See what I'm saying? Just imagine more practice and more structure to them when they get older. They're going to be something. They'll be, you know, they'll be celebrities. They'll be icons just like Michael Jackson and everybody else around the world. But you just got to give them a chance. Just give them a chance. See what I'm saying? Deal with more youngsters. Stop dealing with the in-between because the in-between you get more problems. Because the youngsters, that's teenagers, getting into the old, you know, getting into being adulthood, you know, they get into a lot of drama out in the street, off, you know, behind the scenes. So if they get into a lot of drama in the street, how is they going to be able to make you some money on the label? And you didn't sign all these youngsters to your label, but now they're all out here killing each other. Now you done wasted your money on these young artists, and you could have saved your money on some baby artists or some OG artists that's still there, or put your own group together. See what I'm saying? Form a group. See what I'm saying? Make a group. See what I'm saying? You can do that, but people don't want to do that. But all I'm saying is give the little kids a chance. You know what I'm saying? Give the little kids a chance. Check them out. Support them. That's all I'm saying. Support the youngsters. You know what I'm saying? Support everybody, but get the kids. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the babies. Get them because they got talent. Babies got talent, too. I might have a segment on my show like that one day. All the babies come on the show and get to rap and they're showing their talent and singing and their skills and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You never know. But it's all good. You know, might have just straight freestyle battles. Make all the kids freestyle. Have fun. Freestyle and sing. Do it all. You know, that's what Put 'Em On Blast Radio is for. And that's what we're here to do. And that's what we're going to do. You know, we just want everybody to enjoy themselves and just do what they do. It is what it is. But right now, man, you know, we got like 9-some-odd minutes left of the show. And do you have any shout-outs or anything you might want to give out to anybody at this point in time?
Yeah, I say it was a kid's show, you know what I'm saying, tonight. So, you know what I mean, I give it up to, like, you know, the smartest kid, 8 years old, you know what I mean, intelligent child, already doing commercials, acting, dancing, all that, you know what I'm saying. You can find the smartest kid on YouTube, on Madman, UNG52. You know what I mean? You know, you can see shout out to my homeboy YFK, you know what I mean? The youngsters they ride, you can check them out on YouTube at YFK. You know what I mean? The little homie Marmar, check him out, you know. I wanna give it up to the youngsters that signed in the game, you know. That's out there trying to do their thing, you know. The music industry is very hectic right now and the youngsters have to be guided and taught in a certain way right now because they can be attacked with their money. And by the time they reach age to understand what it's about, they won't even be able, they won't have any money. You know what I'm saying? So with this day and time, with the music, it's money. It's so much money flying through the door. A lot of these acts need to get their things together as a team. You know what I'm saying? You got these little youngsters performing, but they got parents involved, managers involved, companies involved, and they all need to be on one page so people won't get robbed and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And these parents that got kids that got talent, I'm just telling them, I'm going to put them on blast. All parents, even the parents in the acting, the modeling, all that, all parents, mothers, fathers, it don't matter, any parent that has a kid that has talent, let your kid show his talent. Don't breathe down their neck while they performing, while you behind stage and they on stage doing what they doing. Let them perform. When they come behind stage, don't jump down their throat because you see something wrong that they doing. Knowing it might be right, but you feel like they can go and do more. Don't push them to the limit like that where to stress them out, where to make them not want to do it or they're going to mess up doing it. See what I'm saying? You got to encourage them more where they'll just really want to do it and don't take their money. See what I'm saying? Stop, all these parents, stop taking your kids' money. See what I'm saying? Stop taking your kids' money when they make it big because they doing something that you wanted to do when you was young, but you didn't succeed in doing it. So now you got kids now and you're forcing your kids to do it. And now that your kids is making money doing it, now you want to take the money and spend it like you're still doing it and like you got paid for doing it when it's not you, when it's really the kid that's out there doing all the work and it's their money. So that's why when the kids get older, they ain't got no money. That's why kids always firing their parents and things. That's why they fire their parents, sue them, and do all that, because why? They know after so long those people is going to tell them, hey, you know, I think you didn't get rid of your parents because they've been milking you, because you've been doing this for lots of many moons now, and you should be filthy rich. But your books say on accounts, books, it says you ain't got nothing really, because your parents then took it all. So parents, stop taking your kids' earnings. Let your kids get old enough, build their money, and then when they decide on giving you some money, let them give you some. Don't just take their stuff. See what I'm saying? Let them give it to you. That's all I'm saying. And all these artists out here, support each other. Support each other and just do the right thing. That's all I got to say. Just do the right thing, and we got to change this industry around because it's too much. See what I'm saying? I see everything that's going on. There's First, everybody didn't want to mess with nobody. Now, certain crews that don't want to mess with nobody all of a sudden is hooking up and signing each other to the labels, and now they're trying to go out and push and do shows all of a sudden like they're doing something real big, and they really not. See what I'm saying? When they really still beefing on the inside, they just using other people for their talent to try to boost their status in the entertainment industry. See what I'm saying? That's all it is. They hire other people, bring other people on to make them look better. Because some people might not look at you unless you're around other artists. You know, there might not be nobody if you're hanging around Snoop. But if you're hanging around Dr. Dre or Jay-Z, they might look at you like, oh, man, you know, let's go over here and have dinner with Bill Gates. See what I'm saying? I'm not saying it will be like that, but I'm just saying as an example because that was the first thing off the top of my head. But it's really like that, though. But all I'm saying is, people, just get your own and let's change this industry and make it a better place so we can just keep this music alive and keep this hip-hop
going.
Hip-hop, yeah, because hip-hop is going, it's getting wild. It's all over the place. Like Randy Jackson say, it's kind of iffy, it's kind of pitchy, it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? We need structure on our music. We need structure. Hip-hop is us. It's part of our culture. So what I'm saying is we need structure, meaning people need to sit back and get the right artists that's loyal, that's really going to put it down and step up out of the box. You don't need artists that's going to stay in one thing. Yeah, exactly. See what I'm saying? You got to start rapping like you're on a mainstream level. And like Eminem say, every song you do, make it the next one sound better than that one. Make each one tighter than the last one you did. So I'm saying? Challenge yourself. See what I'm saying? Challenge yourself. Even though you might got a hit song, make another one that's tighter than that one. The next one you do, make that one tighter than that. Just like the verses. Each verse is supposed to be tighter than the next to the next, and then goes from the song. Make your song tighter than the last song you did. You know, it enhances it. You're challenging yourself to get better and better and better. And when you get better and better, you become
crazy, bro. That's the crazy part about the game, too. You know what I'm saying? Certain albums that's out right now, you ain't going to never get them like a Tupac album. You'll never hear certain things like that never again because these companies pressure these artists to make certain songs. You got to make a club banger. You got to make a club banger. You got to make a hair done, nail done song. You got to make this. Nobody, I ain't going to tell nobody, but they're afraid to be original, you know. So the original artists, they stay true and loyal. When once you get in and get on, you respect it forever. You become your own icon. You know what I'm saying? A symbol like Prince, you know. You know. Don't let these fools groom you. You know what I'm saying, y'all?
Cheating game. You know what I'm saying? Don't play. For real, it's crazy, though. But it's all good, though. See what I'm saying? It's all good. I ain't even going to keep on getting too much into it because we only got a minute and something left. But everybody gets put on blast tonight. See what I'm saying? Because it's a lack of support in this industry for all categories. See what I'm saying? And it's a shame how everybody from, you know, everybody I talk to always asks me, have you heard of me? 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 And I always say, no, but in a nice way, because it's not me saying it in a bad way. It's just the way the music industry is. The people that's behind the artists is not doing their job. The managers is not doing their job. The A&R, the PRs, everybody, the record producers, everybody, the street teams, nobody's doing their job. Right. Nobody's doing it right.
The game is flooded, too. It's thousands of artists coming out every day.
Yeah. Thousands of artists. See what I'm saying? And everybody want to be a rapper. See what I'm saying? All things. Yeah. That are doctors, basketball players, see what I'm saying? Firemen, police officers. Everybody want to be a rapper. Why? I don't know. It ain't like somebody want to get into. Yeah, why?
They basically, you know what I'm saying, God put us on earth with a voice, and most of these people think they got a voice, so they want to get their voice and their opinions out there, you know what I'm saying? That's part of the reason.
But why don't people come and be writers or somebody? Go write for an artist. See what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got to rap and be in front of the mic and be in front on the front line in front of everybody. Everybody don't have to play that part. There's a part for everybody to play. See what I'm saying? Everything ain't for everybody. So all I'm saying, I just don't understand why everybody, you know, once they grow up from a baby to a little kid, once they become that little kid, first, second grade, somewhere in there, maybe third, then they can know they want to be rappers. And then when they become teenagers, they out on the street with their homies rapping and stuff. Next thing you know, they got a demo somewhere. See what I'm saying? And it's crazy. And the people who used to work for construction companies, welders, they lose their jobs through the recession. Next thing you know, you look up, they rapping. It's like, damn, I thought you was a hillbilly somewhere that was doing some other shit. Now all of a sudden you here and you rapping now. You might got talent. But it's just the principles. Why choose hip hop out of everything there is? Why choose rap? See what I'm saying?
That's one of the biggest creations God ever made. That's why they want part of it. And they see it's easy money, and they like the way the rapper's fashion life is. New clothes, cars, women, money, all that. You know what I'm saying? Houses and tours, drinking,
best
weed. Huh?
You get that from country music. You get that from country music, rock and roll, see what I'm saying, all that. Heavy metal, you can get cars, parties, clothes, women, all that. It's just like people just want to flood hip-hop, and like they used to say back in the day, like on Five Heartbeats, you know, why did that the black folks have to converse over to the white music? See what I'm saying? Why did that they didn't want the black people on the album covers back then, but they'll put white people on a black cover, on a black group's album cover, and make it seem like it's the white people singing when it's really the black people singing. See what I'm saying? Like they don't never, but that was back then. That was on that movie. See what I'm saying? But nowadays, so they can't, black people can't say that no more because, man, you got all the white boys crossing over into hip hop and dressing and edging their face, grooming themselves, just like black folks and all that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. See what I'm saying? Everybody got to keep themselves up. But it's just the principles. They're doing it for a specific reason. They're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it to draw a certain kind of crowd to them that they're not normally around. See what I'm saying? They're just trying to see. A white boy might grow with long hair, skateboarder, and then next you know, you look up, he want to be part of the hip-hop crowd. He'll cut all that hair off and cut it down into a fade kind of like, and then he'll groom his face, you know, with the hairline going around your chin and a little beard, goatee or whatever, and hook it up and all the females go crazy. He picks up a microphone, puts some bass in his voice, spit a couple little lines because he might be good at poetry or might know the dictionary real good and can put the words together, or he might not. And when he do it, everybody just hit the roof. Oh, that's tight, you know, or ice, ice, baby. Everybody hit the roof, hit backflips. They call it what the hell. See what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with different races doing hip-hop. I'm just saying I can see how back in the day they would not let the white people convert over to black folks' music, but they make the black people convert over into the white era. See what I'm saying?
Right.
But now, nowadays, in our time of age, see what I'm saying? Now it's the opposite now. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now it's converting over now. It's a flip-flop now, and it's crazy. And a lot of black artists do get mad because a lot of white artists out there are tight, and Mexicans are tight, and they be sounding like niggas, and they be out there making that money, getting all the girls and doing all that, and these niggas, they be in the background mad, growling and stuff. Growling, it's like, don't be mad because this man got talent, and his talent might be more than yours. See what I'm saying?
A
lot of women are attracted to them and not you. So you can't do all that. See what I'm saying?
On a brother perspective, they got to stop half-stepping and actually really put the project together and really put yourself out there. You know, and on another level, to answer what you were saying earlier, why the music industry is very, hip-hop is very influential, man. You know what I'm saying? We influence a lot of people, man, everything that we do. You know what I'm saying?
If we influence people, why is it that they study talk bad about us then? Like, we doing so wrong.
Be black, man. You know that, you know that.
But they still be taking everything we doing and using it like it's their, like it's their invention. See what I'm saying? And it's not.
Yeah.
They taking our ideas. Yeah, they but they make us look bad, though. See, they put us in movies, commercials, and make us do stupid stuff and play gay parts and do all this crazy stuff and pay us money, but they don't make all the white folks do all that. They make them play black parts, make them play sophisticated office men, Wall Street men, people getting money, people doing, you know, white-collar crimes. But the black folks, they're always criminals killing each other drive-by, or they walking around dressed like women and stuff in these movies or doing stupid stuff. You be like, man, why are you acting so corny?
I got a good one for that one. They glorify the artists who effing up right now. The ones who get drunk, take pills, fall out, getting arrested. They gonna put those cats on TMZ 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
That's the devil,
and Ricky, yeah, that's true. Ricky Smiley, and they're not gonna really talk about. Jay-Z donated $1 million to Hurricane Katrina when that jumped out. Ice-T and them have a movie called. Art of Hip Hop, the Art of Rap, to teach artists what rap is about. They're not going to talk about positive stuff. They'd rather talk about, have you seen Soulja Boy? He got tattoos all over his face. Him and Gucci Mane and them, well, Gucci Mane and Walker just had a fight. Gucci just got arrested for getting into it with a soldier, got indicted. You know, they glorify that, you know what I mean? They don't want to say Madman and Crazy Mo every Thursday night, the music industry discussion. Put them on blast. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in. They're talking about the music industry discussion. It's a healthy discussion, food for the brain. You know what I'm saying? Artists want to get your music out there. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, ones out there listening. Pick up the phone. You know what I'm saying? Say something. You know what I mean? Holler at us. You know what I mean? We out here who banging 24/7, you know?
Yeah, see, the industry is just like prime time. We were talking about this earlier, and prime time, everybody knows what prime time is. It's like between 4 and 8 or whatever. Prime time mainstream, basically, is mainstream. So when we talk about prime time on the news, like the news per se, they'll show everything that's good. You know what I'm saying? In the white areas, everything that's good going on around town, they may show the worstest thing they'll show is maybe a fire or some car break-ins. But see, that's because the white people that work at those jobs come home and they want to watch the news, so they watch the news at that time. And everybody know white people go to bed by like 7, 8 o'clock sometimes, you know. But the niggas, quote-unquote, niggas stay up late, so at 10 o'clock on the news, they show all the bad stuff that the black people do. See what I'm saying? After everybody go to sleep. And when you watch the news at nighttime, only thing you see is murder here, murder here, murder there, drive-by here, snatching there, this here and this there. See what I'm saying? It's all kind of stuff, and it don't make sense. It don't make sense. But I don't know, but it's all good, though. But it is what it is. That's what I'm saying about prime time, and I don't understand why it's like that, this world is like that, but I guess it is what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's for the good. Maybe it's not. You know, maybe it's meant to be like this. We just don't know. I guess that's another topic. It's another story to another time. But right now we out of time. So we're going to get ready to end the show right here, put them on Blast Radio. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I salute you, Madman, for tuning in on Thursday faithfully like you always do. Much love to you and your co-host, Miss Very Sexy Lady, my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Everybody got much love all the way around all four corners for Raw Dog Music. Put them on Blast Radio. And until next time, everybody be safe. We all need to unite and come together, and we all need to support our local artists no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And tonight, when we end the show, we're going to end it with YFK Party. And you guys heard it first. Right here on Put Them On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station, and we out. YK gon' ball.
YK gon' flip. All the girl like us, so we running through a check. YK gon' ball, YK gon' flip. All the girl like us, so we running through a check. Flip, flip, and running through a check. Flip, flip, and running through a check. Flip, flip, and running through a check. Flip, flip. And running through a check. Bye bye. I'm flexed up. I'm shining on you line. I'm cooling with the coops. Yeah, my swag so insane. I got girls taking bitches. You can call them Paparazzi. I'm running through a check. That's the name of the top. Flexed up with the squad. That's why all the girls got it. Futuristic swag and true religion. What I'm rocking. I just had a drink. Then I'm flexed up like a fool. Addicted to the money and allergic to the food.
Okay.
So I threw-